This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Barbara Gray, and I developed standards, and now I am so bored.
I'm Brandi Posey, and I can't wait to sell a TV show so I can finally start that ska band.
I'm Tess Barker, and somehow corn nuts taste worse than they sound.
God, this is Lady to Lady.
Can you give a secret?
Neither can we.
Hello! We got Barbara, Brandi, and of course, Big Tess. We got a show for every. One that's the fucking best. Come on, baby. It's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies. Ladies and ladies.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to Ladies to Ladies.
I don't have headphones on this week, so that was real weird for me.
So she's just watching us dance to the theme song with no...
How do we like dancing with that music?
I mean, I felt it in my
head.
I
was doing a real underbite, like, dance. Yeah. Like a biting lip.
Oh, yeah, the old underbite. That's how you get the fellas.
Yeah. Like I said, I don't have... I don't remember
you
what my joke was.
You have standards now. Do you?
I do, actually. We should talk about it, because I feel like I have so many that that's why I'm just... That's why I think, like, I've been... going for nothing because my standards are too high, so I'd rather just go real low.
That's not how standards are supposed to work.
I kind of know what you mean,
but
that's
doesn't it make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll talk about it later. Okay. Come see me in San Francisco on the 11th of February, maybe, or in Oakland. Critical Hit. I don't know. My website is myjokesareuphere.com. You can find it down there.
And then I have a Picture This Show on February 7th, which is next Tuesday in Los Angeles. That's the pilot taping that we're doing. Come out to it so we can get a TV show and make a lot of money.
Huzzah. Thank you.
Yeah, and if you're listening to this, make us a TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then send us a VHS of it.
I just said, if you're listening to this.
Yeah.
Hey, if you're listening. Not, if you're not listening
to this. If you're
not
having this transcribed and then turned into sign language and then...
Right. Yeah.
God,
then,
what kind of rich person would you be if you just were like, I don't want to listen to podcasts. I want to read podcasts.
People do like to read podcasts. Well, deaf people read podcasts.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
A lot of people read transcripts of stuff.
Yeah.
But if you specifically were like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give it to me in script.
Yeah.
I don't know. Give it to me in script. Like if it's a news interview.
I don't know. Give it to me in script. All right.
Is that crazy? Am I crazy? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, we all are. Oh, we've established that.
Yeah.
I feel like if I saw what we said on this show in the printed word, I'd be like,
oh, God. Remember when we were going to get people to do transcriptions? And I was like, I do not want to see these.
But that's just like an our security issue.
Yeah.
Well, like this is already bad enough, all the shit I've said. I don't need it in print.
Absolutely not.
Okay, let's bring on our guests. We're really excited. They run the amazing website Reductress, which if you don't,
you know
and love. They have a book called How to Win at Feminism. How to Win at Feminism. And you can check out their podcast, Mouth Time. Please say hello to Sarah Pappalardo and Beth Newell.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, guys. Hey.
Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having us.
We're such a huge fan of what you guys do.
Oh, yeah, vice versa.
Likewise.
Oh, thank you so much. I just said
so
that's
amazing.
You say
that. All in the same room together. Oh, my God.
Finally.
Like an alt-feminism crossover situation.
Whoa. Yeah.
Whoa. Somebody really shipped us together.
So you guys are based in New York, but you're out here in LA.
That's right.
How long are you out here for? How have you been out here for?
We got in Tuesday night, and we're skedaddling Tuesday morning to go to San Francisco.
Oh
cool.
It's a whole thing.
Are you doing a Sketchfest show?
We are.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice. Awesome.
That'd be really fun.
Yeah. Should be.
Hell yeah. Sketchfest is fun.
Yeah.
We haven't been yet, so.
Those are first time.
I'm trying to look up some Reductress. It makes me laugh every single day.
Yeah,
it's
so
funny.
I mean, because that's what I love. I mean, like, you really just nail, like, what we're all, like, you're so good at turning around an issue so quickly and just, like, nailing, like, what's at the root of, like, what we're all feeling about it. Like, what's your process for, like, calling headlines and stuff like that? Like, how...
It kind of depends on if it's evergreen or topical. We get contributors pitch every week, so we kind of take a lot of stuff from them. But when we're in-house, if some crazy shit happens, we
scream about it for a little while.
And process by screaming. Like,
process our feelings, figure out what's actually making us mad, and try to distill it down to a headline.
Yeah.
It must be fun to be like, you know, we can all like scream about something that's happening and then be like, okay, let's make this funny. Let's all scream together first.
Yeah. And
then turn it into comedy.
Let's do this.
Yeah. It's always good to be in like an environment of like-minded women. So you're like, yeah, I'm not crazy.
We can all scream about the same things in the same way. Yeah. Nobody disagrees with each other. And we're just like, a unified force.
It's fucking perfect. Yeah, I mean, like, it's so I think it's so important to have especially now, like, there's just so much. Like, I think it's so important to have some kind of a creative outlet to put that anger.
Yes. Yeah. And, like, then once you're in it, you start realizing even more stuff than you wouldn't have noticed before.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's like a blessing and a curse, right? Because you're like, oh, shit, now I can never turn back. Like, once you've seen the other side.
Right?
Yeah, definitely.
It definitely is. And then it's hard to be around people who don't give any fucks. Because you're like, this is...
Yeah. Sometimes I vacillate, though, because I'm like, why am I giving a fuck? Because they seem so, like, happy at points.
I know.
Yeah, of course, ignorance is bliss. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really you do have to take, like, a vacation from your mind sometimes and, like, absolutely. Not look at the news, I think.
Yeah, I've been much more selective now. And I still look at it all the time, but we were talking about this. Tess hid her Facebook news feed, and I was like, that's genius. I'm doing that. Because all I do is get sucked into all the bullshit without knowing, you know.
I didn't even know that was an option.
Yeah, it's a Google Chrome extension, and you can hide your entire news feed so you can only check your messages, and it's so great.
Amazing. Wow.
You can post statuses if you want to. But
this
like,
is like a game changer.
It made my life so much better.
I feel like I've gotten so much time back from
it. It's liberating.
Yeah.
It's like that, and then I also installed an extension that turns pictures of Donald Trump into kittens and those two things right. Have really helped, especially the news radical, because like it really is we're all fucking busy. We don't there's so many things that we don't have time for, so it's like, why are we gonna spend countless hours? It's a bottomless pit.
Yeah Right. I mean, like, even today, it's just either people being pissed off about horrible things happening in politics or the top 10 albums they listened to in high school. And I'm just
being mad about that.
Yeah.
Right. I've seen several fights about that.
Yeah.
I'm like, guys, just, it doesn't.
Yeah, I know.
Calm it down.
When you see like 30 statuses of the top 10 albums, you're like, oh, I guess I got to start putting my list together. And then you're like, no, I don't.
It's not important. Nobody cares.
Nobody actually cares about this.
And then you question that. You're like, am I too much of a hater? Why is my first reaction to hate it?
Yeah, exactly.
I almost tweeted something because I was like, the world is fucking ending, I don't give a shit what albums you liked in high school, you know. But it's like, then I was like, but is that gonna offend someone? Because some nice people, it's like, oh my, just stop
it's like, also maybe somebody just needed that as like a, hey, I need to think about something dumb for a second, and like that's their release from, and then they're, you know, that's their break from their news feed.
Right.
Everyone just needs to give each other a little bit of empathy and stuff.
Oh, God. It's so much easier to do in person. Like, I think there are so many people I love in person, love to hang out with them, and then their online persona just, like, grates at me. And I'm like, why am I feeling this way? Like, I shouldn't be. This is me.
Yeah.
I have several good friends muted and I think even blocked because I just, like, want to stay friends with them. And that's what it takes.
Yes.
I was thinking this, though, too, because I was like, oh, it's been cool lately. You know, I've been part of so many cool charity shows. Like, we did that great ACLU and, you know, all that stuff. But at the same time, like, when I'm driving, I want to murder every other human being.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, what is... I was like, well, maybe... I don't know if I'm donating to help you, but don't cut me off.
Like, hey, ACLU, here's a list of license plates that you cannot represent in court. Thank you.
They cut me off.
Yeah. I'm going to read off some reductress headlines because they're so funny. Just the headlines, I mean, alone are so good. How to get an old man at Starbucks to ask you what you're reading.
Yes.
I think that's important, something we all need to find out.
It's so funny because so many of them also feel like Vietnam flashbacks. I'm just like, I remember when that happened.
How to get through your 20s without getting fingered by a barista.
That's an old favorite.
God, I wish
I did not succeed in that.
Yeah, me neither.
made it.
That makes you a success.
I left the Church of Scientology to worship Leah Remini. I fucking love that. That's so funny.
I lived it. We were all ready to go, and then Michelle had to pee.
I lived it. I love those.
Yeah.
Savage. This is so funny because I've been doing exactly this. Savage responses to your ex's booty calls that imply maybe next week.
That's what I think is so great about the angle you guys take so much is like it, there is like some self-awareness to it. Like it's not just like fuck everyone else, like we're right. It's like look, like none of us are perfect.
Yeah,
I love that. That's kind of like implied in the point of view.
And we've been dealing with that. Well, tell us how you started it. You know, because we've been dealing with that whole Cosmo influx of that style of articles forever.
Yeah,
we met doing sketch comedy in New York, and we're seeing some of the same like themes about women's media pop up over and over again among other women I was working with. And Sarah and I had worked on a couple shows together, so I just kind of randomly reached out to her and was like, I have this weird idea for like a satire of women's magazines.
Yeah.
And
we just assumed someone had done it already, and so we checked and no one really had, so we were like, all right. And we just like spent the next few months getting a few friends together, writing pieces, developing the website, and launched like 4 months later, and the rest is history.
Wow. Where did you come up with the name?
Yeah.
There's like a long list of names, a lot of like punny combos of different words, and a lot of bad ones.
Yeah. But I think the funny thing was Reductress, like once it was down there, it was like, oh, that's the one.
Yeah.
There was like no deliberation beyond that. It was like,
yeah. Sometimes you just need to write a lot of bad stuff and then you're like, oh, finally a good thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like our whole lives.
Yeah. 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 The garbage out first.
I feel like titles are definitely something like that. And I guess headlines too, where it's almost like you can almost see the key going into the lock and then it's like, yep, that's what it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, yeah. We just like, we deliberate over like synonyms and arbitrary word placement. Yeah, half of the day.
Well, I'm sure.
It's all just joke math. It's like finding the direct equation of like, oh, nope, solved it. That's it.
Exactly.
I have triggered this one. I want to go to Westworld to tell the horses they're good boys. God, I love this so much.
Speaking of you guys, I did something so crazy earlier. When do I not? But I was leaving from getting my hair done, and I get my hair done right by, you know, Barkin' Bitches on Fairfax? Are you guys familiar?
Oh,
you guys
don't live here. We don't live here.
I'm not familiar with Barkin' Bitches.
Do you know this very specific pet store in Fairfax? Barkin' Bitches on Fairfax is this really cool pet store, like in the cool part of like Fairfax where Cantor's is and stuff. And they have all these dogs for adoption. And so because it's in like a busy area, you can stop in, walk a dog.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like a place where you can come hang out with rescue dogs, basically. And I just went, you guys know how I am with dogs.
Yeah,
and so I was like walking to my car and my whole body got overtaken by these puppies. And I stopped and I was running late and I wanted Starbucks, but I couldn't not go in. And but like as soon as I opened the door, I realized that you couldn't just go in. Now that you have to get like buzzed in.
Oh,
so they like
no.
called to the counter and they were like, Jane, buzz her in. And I was like already in there. So I let them buzz me in. And I just went nuts over this puppy for like 30 seconds. And then they had to buzz me back out. I just wanted to do that.
They will see that happen every day.
Yeah,
they're buzzing. Sure. They're buzzing bark bitches in all day long.
Yeah. They're like, we need to up the security here. Like, weird shit's going on.
Yeah, that is funny that so many people are doing it. They're like, we'll set up a buzzer.
Yeah.
It's like a weed shop.
Maybe. Do you think someone was coming in and just like grabbing a puppy and running? Or
either
something?
That or like, you know, you do have to be careful because there are a lot of dogs in there. So like, you wouldn't want anyone to get out because it's a busy street.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. It was like high security. It was like a weed dispensary. Like, that's there was so a funny. Minute delay where I had to get weight. Yeah. Okay. Now I'm in. Oh, my God. I love you. And then I got buzzed out.
That would be so funny if you had to go see a puppy doctor, like a weed doctor.
We should have puppy doctors.
We
that
should.
Actually would be. Like, I just like pet a sweet puppy.
Your doctor is like, this girl needs some cuddles.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But my friends got a new cat that I was staying with. And they're like, oh, God, I'm so sorry. He just like wakes you up every night. Like, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it's so annoying. And I'm just like 3 a.m. like, come here. Like, Instagram. Like,
I know. Don't you feel weird life. When like someone else's pet, you're just like, I want you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fill the hole.
Yeah.
I'm just such a whore. Like, if you have four legs, I like want you in my face.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
That's, you're a fucking whore.
No, but I like all animals. I mean, like, Mm-hmm. Even lizards I like, snakes, squirrels. I saw a squirrel this morning. It was an avocado. It was the fattest squirrel. Like, he's so doing so well in life. It's the squirrel that taunts Buddy, my dog. And, like, he carried a full-fledged avocado, which I don't even know how he got a full avocado. Like, if someone threw it away with the sticker on. Motherfucker found a whole avocado, and it was almost like a pizza rat situation. Like, this fat squirrel was hauling just as fat as an avocado.
Oh, my God. Imagine, like the glory when he gets home.
The L.A. version of pizza rat is so clean.
Just avocado squirrel.
Avocado. It's the good pets.
He's like putting it on toast. He's like, here you go.
Yeah, he's paleo. It's cute. Little olive oil.
Yeah.
I love seeing a fat animal in the wild. Just like, hell yeah, dude, you did it.
Yeah.
You did it.
Exactly.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Who's the real fat fucks? The raccoons. And they're doing great.
Oh, man. There's nothing better.
That video of them. No.
Through the floorboard?
I can't do it. Have you seen this video? There's like a video. It's slats in a floorboard. Yeah, we should show you. But it's like 30 raccoons all reaching for food. And it looks like CGI. I fucking hate it so much. It's terrifying.
I don't love it, but I don't hate it.
Yeah, have
I might
you seen
need
it?
To see it again.
Yeah, it's,
they have
I
creepy
don't know.
Hands. I do.
It's so creepy when you can't.
Oh, this
see
is
it.
Like Walking Dead.
Yes.
Yes, it's like they look like people hands.
Yeah, wow. Oh yeah, this is a scene from Walking Dead where someone's almost gonna die but then doesn't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. The music.
When they're first starting to come out from the underworld. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh my God. They're little hands.
Do they have opposable thumbs? Right. They act like they do. They've got that opposable thumb confidence.
They certainly
carry them through.
Exactly. They're willing themselves to evolve.
Yeah.
So we have you know a good amount of wildlife that live like in LA. So like mm-hmm. coyotes, mm-hmm. possums.
We
raccoons,
have a mountain lion.
Mountain lion.
P22.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite out of the skunks? I would say skunks.
Oh, skunks!
I love
skunks.
Cute.
Possums.
Possums are cute.
Coyotes
raccoons. Are scary.
Yeah.
Which ones would you pick as a pet?
As a pet? If I could neuter, can I neuter it?
Yeah, can I
of course.
Can
it's
I
your pet. It's not going to
is that torture? I don't know.
Oh,
if
yeah.
it were a small raccoon, I would do it. Like,
right?
There's some Instagram of some celebrity raccoon
Pumpkin.
That lives in, yeah. Really cute. Really
Wait, I
cute.
I thought that was a, I thought, oh no, that was, sorry, that was the hedgehog that eats pumpkins.
Oh God, know. That is great too.
Yeah.
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 He vocalizes. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a beautiful thing.
Do you guys, is there like, there's not like wildlife like that around New York, right? Not just showing up
I
randomly
mean,
like here.
Crocodiles in the sewers.
I did see an enormous possum in Dumbo for
Whoa.
Some reason. So I think they have like a little like hovel somewhere where they're all like thriving and growing large, but
Ooh.
Just I feral mean, cats mostly. Yeah. It's probably a good place to be a possum.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell our possums. I know, right?
Yeah.
There was like a famous hawk, right? That was like living in a building.
Oh.
It'd be
had,
so
like,
weird to be
camp.
A famous animal because you would have no idea.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, you would have no clue.
That's why I like look at Grumpy Cat and shit. And I'm like, this cat's just making so much money. It has no idea.
Yeah. Do you guys think, do we think that Grumpy Cat is definitely like, are we on board with the ethics of the Grumpy
no,
Cat
No, it
situation?
Freaks me out.
What do you mean the ethics?
Like he's taking, he's taking care like, of well, right?
Is he? I mean, it's just, I feel like he's always being assume. Paraded around. Like I don't know. It's like he is a cat.
Yeah.
And he is grumpy.
Yeah.
But I...
We don't know. He just looks grumpy. Mm-hmm.
I do think that type of cat to me seems like they'll be grumpy no matter what situation they're in.
Yeah.
So, like, if you parade them around, who cares?
So might as well make some money.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they know any better. It's not like a child where I'd be like, what are you doing ruining your child's upbringing by, like, putting them in things. But,
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, I think... I'm going to say my friend just got a ridiculous... demented looking Persian cat that's adorable and she's trying to I'm gonna shout it up Diva the Persian on Instagram. It's a ridiculous Ooh. Cat I know
I'm
right
looking it up
yeah
yes.
Diva the Persian how can I not
yeah she's good
and it is funny that we have this like established like you know you could
yeah
if you find a weird
of, yeah.
yeah if you find yeah. a weird cat like yeah. hey well, make like, the most of it
look you
that's
got it life isn't just looking for ways to give you opportunities if you find a weird cat become an Instagram star
mm-hmm. absolutely well and it's not like celebrity animals don't have a phase like celebrity children where like they become bad boys or anything
right,
like they don't
yeah.
have a dark period so much
they just die
they're not just like Corey Feldman
they don't go like yeah full like Lindsay
something.
Lohan
yeah although I would like I mean Persia the Diva the Persian maybe you
yeah
never know
hey
sounds
who
up there
what are the top four categories of things you follow on Instagram
drag queens
I don't know, drag queens
animals My friends.
I follow people. I like watching like art videos.
Oh, yeah, even though
I feel like it's such a cop out because it's like, oh, this, it took this person 8 years to get here, and this is being fast forwarded a shitload. Yeah. So I'm like, ooh, 60 seconds of art being made. That's as long as it takes, right?
I like nice nature photography, like particularly whales for some reason.
Pretty soothing, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, mostly just friends and bodega cats. That's really it.
Yes, bodega cats.
I got to jump on
That's
that.
That's a really good one, yeah. Although I submitted a picture when I was in New York and they didn't take it, so.
Bullshit.
Wow. Also, it's like Dilfs of Disneyland with bodega cats.
Is Dilfs of Disneyland a thing?
You don't know about Dilfs of Disneyland?
Obviously not.
Barbara, you would love Dilfs of Disneyland.
I don't think I... You saw the Dilf that was... Well, I mean, not the
Well,
Dilf.
I know. These are Dilfs you can actually Dilf out on.
A Dilf texted... Well, not a Dilf.
He's not... Yeah, I...
No, he's absolutely
I would not describe
just
that
a
man
D,
as a Dilf.
Just a D.
He's just a D.
D minus. He's a D minus.
That's got texted by a D minus. He looks exactly like a manager at, like, a Chili's or something.
Oh.
Yeah. And who, like, calls meetings. Like, that kind of... Yeah, not a cool manager.
Sorry, we're still making fun of you for that.
This is the next episode. It's fine. Like I said, I feel like I realized that this is so dumb. But I've been trying to come into my own and be like, oh, like, you know, you're worthy, whatever. I mean, for myself, I'm trying to be like, oh, like, you're worth a lot. So I think that that's why, like, I kind of just go for, like, ugh, because, like I said, it's like, I don't think anybody's going to live up to it. Because my dad's a really great guy, and, like, no one's going to live up to him, and then I'm great. So I'm like, well, then who's letting them out there? I don't trust it. Speaking of, I saw Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes! Can you tell?
Let's transition from Barbara's like figuring out her self worth to Leo Dio. Okay, so no commentary on that. I see what you just did.
No, I mean, we can talk about it. I just thought it was. I just hit that. I was like, oh, I think that's why I kind of just like am like okay with you know, like not quite up to.
Well, it's also similar to like cleaning out a garage when you have work to do. It's like, oh well, I have work to do. Let me just focus on these D minuses for a minute.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just want to be around a guy that you can just give a good hug. Just a handshake, you know?
I just like a firm handshake.
Yeah, it's comforting.
Yeah.
It's
nice. But Leo Dio.
Yeah.
So his dad lives across the street from you.
Yeah, he lives a few houses down from me. And so, like, I had heard that this is his dad. I looked it up. I was like, oh, that's his dad. And then...
Wait, what's the dad look like again?
He's got, like, long, dyed black hair.
Oh, I wasn't picturing
that. I think he's an author. I think he's a writer.
Does he, like, wear it down or, like, in a pony?
Oh, it's down.
Okay. He wears it wild. Okay. Sure. This is not what I thought Leo Dio's dad would look like.
Yeah, and
does
so...
Does he wear his bathrobe outside or no?
Not that I've seen. Okay. Not that I've seen.
Any pets?
Does he do magic tricks?
Probably. I can really see that for sure. Some close-up magic.
That's some conversational magic. Yeah. Ready to go.
So, yeah, so I was driving the other day, and I saw Leo walking out with with a hot lady and getting into his car. And I was trying really hard to look at his face and see if it was him. And I was like, oh, I should have looked at the car so I would know
when he's
here.
There.
Yeah. So now I've just got to become. And I, like I said, I was like starstruck, and I don't get starstruck at all. Like, and I don't really care about him. Yeah. But I was just like, it's him.
Yeah.
I wish you had yelled at him. You're Leonardo DiCaprio. How often does that happen in his life? People just so acknowledge that he is who he is.
I told you my Leo Dio spotting story when I was working at the Borders Cafe in West Hollywood.
I don't remember.
And he was dating Gisele Bündchen at the time. And they were both stoned, and they came in and got a s'mores bar and like a frap thing.
All right.
And they walked around the self-help area stoned and eating fraps. And I was like, you guys are both rad. I was like, you guys are a great couple and you're adorable.
Yeah.
And then she's with Tom Brady. I really stand by this. I think Gisele is like too fun for Tom Brady.
I have no opinion.
I don't know enough information.
I don't know enough about her.
Yeah. Or him. Yeah.
He seems lame.
Why is she too fun? What does she do that's fun?
She's just, like, cool. I mean, she's just, like, a goofy... Like, she's almost like a Chrissy Teigen, where she's just, like, a goofy supermodel. Or, like, has, like, a personality supermodel. And Tom Brady is just, like... I mean, he's not just Uggs, but, like, the teeth Uggs.
Wasn't what? He like supporting Trump or something?
Yeah, he's a friend of Donald Trump's.
Oh,
he's
like the
worst. He also like cheated, right? Like
yeah, he got with Giselle. He cheated on his ex-wife while she was pregnant with Giselle.
Ugh. Yeah.
And he just looks like a Ken doll in the worst way.
Yeah. He's so like boring kind of hot that you're like, you've never had to work for anything.
I think his time is over though.
Oh yeah. He's going to turn 40. His career's done.
Yeah,
he can go off.
He's the football player or the actor. Isn't there a...
The football player.
Tom Brady. What's the other one?
Is it Tom Hardy? Brady comedian.
Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy.
God, he's an actor.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Whatever.
Yeah. Anyway, Leo Dio was in a movie with Tom Hardy.
Oh.
That's why we're getting The Revenant, which was overrated.
Was it?
Oh, yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
That's where he fights a bear?
Yeah. Honestly, we bought The Revenant. Wait, I bought The Revenant.
Because wow. Because when's the last time you bought a movie?
Okay, the movies I bought are always like when I've had a couple glasses of wine. I'm like, yeah, fuck it. I'll own. Fuck it. I have Concussion.
The Revenant.
And the Amy Winehouse documentary.
that one you can watch over and over again.
I remember my dad bought, what is that? Some stupid movie about George Clooney in a storm or something.
Oh, The Perfect Storm.
Perfect Storm. Yeah. And I was like, why did you buy this? You've never seen it.
Are you ever going to watch it?
That's a one-time watch, right? This is my dad's logic. Well, why would I buy a movie I've already seen? I don't want to see it again. I was like, all right.
He's never heard of a blockbuster.
I guess not. I was just like, internet. I can't. Okay.
So he bought it recently or a while ago?
No, a long time ago.
Oh, well, a long time ago. I used to obsessively buy DVDs. Right? Didn't we all?
People did. We were all kind of like duped into it. I don't know why. But
there and are you guys still? I remember like people like very proud of their DVD.
It was kind of like books.
Oh, you displayed
like,
it. Yeah.
Because it was like so new. Yeah, a lot of them.
And I remember. I mean, I had the Sex and the City, the big pink box, the velvet one that had all the seasons, and like that was one of my most prized possessions for a long time. Like it was a piece in my studio. Like I was like, this is what I.
Do you still have it?
No, I just gave it to the library recently, actually.
Gotcha. Yeah. That's where you should donate all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
I still have all my VHSs because like, I bought everything in VHS for a long time.
The library might take those.
I hope that like if somebody goes and rents from the library, they have to take the whole pink case.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a one piece deal.
And you carry it out, not in a bag.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you have to binge watch all of these.
Yeah.
I'm a Samantha. We'll be back.
We are back. I'm Tess.
I'm Babs.
I'm Brandy.
And here is Sarah and Beth of Reductress.
Hi.
Yeah. Hello.
So we're going to play a game that we haven't played in a minute.
Yeah.
But we got some cool new cover songs of our theme song.
Shout out to Molly Raston for this really awesome cover of a game that you guys haven't heard from us in a while, Confession Session.
Yeah, let's do it. Ooh, saucy.
Yeah.
Sensual. Sensual affair.
Confession Session. What did you do? Confession Session. Tell us.
Oh my god, this is great.
Wow. Molly, I am just blown away.
That was great.
That
I feel like I smelled cigarettes in my
life.
Like very loungy.
Yes, it was La La Land in all the right ways.
Not having headphones, that was a real experience for me, watching you guys go on a journey.
Yeah, beautiful.
Hear it through our face. okay, so we all gave David a confession, mm-hmm. and he's going to have the robot read them,
mm-hmm.
and then we are going to
try to figure out
guess
who's
what. Is whose.
Do we have a fake one or no?
No.
Okay.
Because we've got five people.
Yeah.
This is always a nightmare.
Okay.
The robot never wants to confess.
I wonder why we never do this game.
Come on, robot.
Spilled all over.
The robot's never there for you when you want it to be.
I died in Sigunis until I was 19.
I died in? What is it? I didn't see Goonies until I was 19.
I ate turkey jerky for both dinner last night and breakfast this morning.
Oh.
Why don't you just say it?
I'm secretly into extreme couponing.
Oh.
No, just skip there.
I met Beyonce before she was Beyonce.
Wow.
Whoa.
When I was 10, I wrote a really depressing song with a lyric about dandelions blooming.
Okay. Good robot voice.
Yeah.
If you guys didn't know,
thank
Brandy
you.
Was at the end.
Yeah. Wow, the best robot is still a human, you guys. From my cold dead parts.
So this is pretty good. Okay, automatically we know the turkey jerky isn't Tess because she's a veg.
She's a vegetarian. Okay. Yeah. Turkey jerky.
Turkey jerky, I think it's
well, Barbara's on a health
you.
Barbara's on a health kick right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I think it's you.
Yeah, that's
that
very
seems like you right now. Turkey jerky.
But Sarah and Beth are also on vacation, so they don't have like regular groceries
oh,
available
true.
At their places they're staying at. So it's very possible. Do you guys
like
seem
that
like
you think
jerky
I'm
guys?
On a health kick, so I'm eating turkey jerky for breakfast. That's my like, I'm on a health kick.
I think that's a great diet.
Is the logic that she's on a health kick, so she's by default failing at being on a health kick?
Oh, no, to me, that seems like something you would eat on a health kick.
Oh, really?
For a meal? I guess if it was a meal.
Because it's
like an
on the go
protein
yeah.
situation.
Oh, God, gross.
I'm tired of it.
I've been working out
tired
a lot.
Of breakfast
I cannot
bars.
Imagine anything grosser than eating turkey jerky after working out.
Oh.
It's like a nightmare. Yeah.
Okay.
But it could be me. Yeah.
Well, okay, then I think it's maybe either Beth or Sarah, too, because then, yeah. Okay, the two things I think are either Beth or Sarah are that and the Beyonce, because I would know if
that has to be Beyonce.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. I don't know. Because she lives in New York, right? Ish? I don't know. Or Beyonce lives
before
every,
she was
oh, everywhere.
Everywhere. So she's
yeah.
from Houston.
You're right.
Oh, okay, so which one is
okay, well, should we guess?
It's one of you two.
So.
Just Beth or Sarah seem like more of a jerky gal. Let me think.
Jerky could be branded. So we have jerky.
We've got jerky. We've got Goonies.
I think Sarah met Beyonce, okay. And I think Beth ate jerky. I'm sorry if that's offensive in some way. I mean, they're not saying. Should we let? I mean,
yeah.
I guess it's obvious that we know the three that are ours. No, don't answer yet. Okay, so we'll put that out there.
That's okay.
How do you guys? Do you guys feel like we look like we seem
yeah,
like we eat
any
jerky, or do you feel strongly about each other?
You guys.
It's hard to
what
say.
Are the other three? Extreme coupon.
Extreme couponing. Meeting Beyonce.
How do you say coupon? Coupon?
Coupon.
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 She says coupon.
Coupon?
Coupon. Can go either way.
Extreme.
I like coupon better.
Coupon.
But I don't say it like that.
Coupon. Hey, just putting it out there. You guys take it for yourselves. And then who wrote a really depressing song with lyrics about dandelions blooming?
Something tells me anyone in this room could have done
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They all did that?
Yeah. Yeah. Just somebody did that phase.
So maybe we all claim that.
Let's see.
Okay, I think couponing, I think it's Brandy. Brandy likes coupons.
Oh, well. Okay.
She likes coupons.
I like coupons. Right.
Okay. Wait, am I
fan
saying
of
it
coupons?
Wrong?
No, that's, she says it coupon.
Okay.
I don't know. My rent is very cheap, though. I don't necessarily need coupons.
I feel like coupons maybe. Has to be one of you guys, because
yeah.
New York coupons are not
a thing.
You guys got places to be and
really?
People to see.
I just
ain't
don't,
got time
I
to
don't feel like anywhere in New York would ever take a coupon.
Yeah.
They'd be like, get out of here.
You gave up that right when you crossed
the river.
They'd
be like, get the
yeah.
fuck out. Also
yeah.
because you don't... Nobody has like drives, right? So you're
yeah.
not like, going to big halls at Costco or some
right.
shit.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
They'd be like, there's 30 people behind you in line at this Duane
yeah.
Reade.
They're like, here's leave. A pay extra used condo. Welcome to New York.
It sounds great. I need to go there more.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It's so beautiful. Yeah.
Especially grocery shopping. That seems fun there.
You should see our avocado squirrels.
they got a lot of whiskers.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think Brandy's couponing.
Okay. All right.
Then, yeah, Barbara.
I mean, this Goonies one, I'll just say it. It's lame.
So. Wait, to have not seen it by 19?
No, just it's a
as a confession?
Yeah.
Could that maybe that's your confession and you're trying to bury it? Are you trying to bury this?
But maybe.
Wait, I could see that being Tess maybe, because like she doesn't like fantasy. And like I feel like you would have seen Goonies out of social obligation and not necessarily as like a thing you would have liked to have seen.
I was really into Labyrinth.
I feel like Tess is the Beyonce one. I mean, that's my guess.
I feel like Tess would have known
we would
Beyonce.
Have heard about this.
Also, I feel like Tess would have known Beyonce was Beyonce before Beyonce knew she was Beyonce.
I would have had a good
young star. Yeah. Tess did predict Lemonade. She predicted it. Like,
oh, yeah?
Like, yeah, like before. 3 years before it happened?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, yeah, with Guy Branum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Oracle.
Yeah.
The Oracle.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you see for us?
Really good thing. Lots of scented candles.
Oh, nice. I got a month by month tarot card reading recently.
Really?
So I'm like really interested to see what, you know, if
anything you want to share?
I don't know. You know, it's all obviously very general, like, bullshit stuff. And it was just kind of like, around this time, a creative thing will come to fruition. And I'm like, well, does that mean you need to work harder towards that? Or is it just going to happen? Like, do I need to use this as a guide?
Like, is this pilot shooting season or pilot writing season? I didn't know which.
Yeah.
Which am I working towards?
I will say my horoscope on my Broadly horoscope told me in December that something good was going to happen to me on Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when I was in a fight with Sean in the Denver airport. And my phone rang, and like in the middle of the fight I was like, hold on. And it was Charo.
Yeah.
And I was like, hello? And she was like, hello, Tess, I've been thinking about you. She was like, you're gonna have a really good year ahead, and you're a really special person. Feliz Navidad. And I was like, all right. How did I know Charo? I did a profile on her and we just hit it off.
That's amazing.
That's great. Yeah.
That's so cool. Yeah, she's amazing.
One of our writers got to interview RuPaul, our associate editor, Nicole Silverberg, and it was like the time of her life.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I can only imagine. That'd be so cool.
RuPaul, I got to. Charo has a dress that RuPaul sent her.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like in her, she has a beaded gown room and like everything else her sister made. But this one, she was like, this one is from RuPaul.
I feel like
imagine that.
In the
brunch,
inner circle of beaded gown rooms.
Yeah.
Like, when do I get to the point when I have a beaded gown room?
Right?
Seriously.
Yeah. I just, Dolly Parton.
Yes.
But once you have a beaded gown room, you're inviting people in all the time.
Like, absolutely.
You're like, oh,
that's fine with me.
You're going to want to see this.
That's why you have it, right?
Right?
Yeah, that's part of the responsibility of the beaded gown room, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
This is like kind of separate, but I've been thinking about what kind of parties like I want to have if I have a place where I can have different rooms that are themed. So I think I would have a drug room and
I was thinking a
sober room. Where it's like LaCroix and mm-hmm. like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, so
like
in their 30s now.
All your friend groups can be respected appropriately.
Yeah, yeah.
And you have like, a vegan room.
A vegan room, a makeout room.
A home room,
obviously.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. What are the themed? This
what
is
about what about an ASMR room?
Ooh. Ooh, that's a good idea. That would be the drug room.
Oh, yeah.
I guess it would be connected to the drug room.
Yeah.
It's just you're piping in the people whispering on drugs into the ASMR room.
Anyway, that's and a beaded gown room at some point.
Yeah,
Get a makeover room. People can go like do like a clueless, get the clueless.
That'd be
makeover.
Fun.
Oh my God, you have the computer with everything.
Yes.
I think the two things I want are a beaded gown room. I already talked about my hookah breakfast nook, and then a dance studio in house.
Yeah, good. Just stretch out every day.
Just like put on some like really good music. Just blast some. Imagine how good your day would be if you could just wake up, go into your own dance studio, blast some bullshit, and just like dance it out before your day.
Please. Wow. That's what I did with Country Heat by Beachbody.
Did you know Barbara was in an exercise video?
No.
I'm in an infomercial for
Country Heat by Beachbody.
Wow.
Were you dressed in like spandex? Or
I'm in like, it's workout clothes.
Amazing.
It's a before and after in an infomercial. Like,
it's amazing.
It's planned.
And like,
we had a listener send us
inspired.
I've seen you on TV with it. Yeah. When you're in a hotel room late at night and flip up on the TV, you'll probably see Barbara.
But I will say, dancing every morning really started off my day well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you kind of are ASMR, because that's what infomercials are, really. Like, they're just like, you have helped people on vacation fall asleep.
I have.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. You're welcome. okay. All right. Back to confessions.
Oh, yeah.
So I think Tess is either Goonies or Dandelions.
Mm-hmm. I don't think Tess would have written like. She's the one person I don't think would have written depressing songs with like that kind of metaphor.
No, I think she's Dandelion. She was a child actress.
I'm going to say Beth was Dandelions. I'm going to throw that out there.
I would believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, if you would believe that.
Yeah.
Okay, if Beth is Dandelions, then I think Sarah might be Beyonce.
I don't know. Then does that make Barbara?
When do we reveal?
Does that make
Let's
Barbara?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Go
through each one and you guys vote.
Final decision.
Okay. Okay. I didn't see Goonies until I was 19. Oh, that's either Tess. Well,
I'll say Tess.
I'm saying Tess still.
I'm saying Brandy.
I'll go with Tess.
Tess?
It was me.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I was trying to surprise. Is that surprising?
I'm surprised. She's not like with a martini hand.
Are you, are you shocked? Are you scandalized?
We, like we said, we've used all of our most scandalous ones.
Exactly. So. Like, so I was trying to like go against brand by doing something that wasn't scandalous, right, and right, I thought, right. But you called me out.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Turkey jerky.
I ate turkey jerky for both dinner last night and breakfast this morning.
I think I said Beth, so.
I'll say Sarah then.
I think Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
It was me.
Yeah! Whoa, this is crazy. Whoa.
Yeah. My delivery just didn't show up last night, so I'm like, well, shit.
Yeah. See, that's what turkey's there for. Is like when mm-hmm. it is a good meal replacer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Otherwise, I was gonna flip a table because it was like 10 p.m. and I was just raging. So it fixed the problems.
Are you guys staying in a hotel?
I'm staying in an Airbnb now. But
okay. Yeah, best I'm staying with some friends. But I knew it was Sarah because there's a bunch of turkey jerky in our car.
Yeah, we like both have our individual turkey jerky. Actually, or yeah. Do you have beef jerky?
I have beef jerky because okay. I just gotcha. Grabbed the first.
Yeah.
Is it like a spicy, a teriyaki? How it's you guys your jerky choice?
Jerky's so expensive. It's like you gotta find the deals.
Yeah,
I like you the guys weird think jerky
your jerky's
places.
Expensive. Imagine the vegan jerky. It's $18.
At that point, yeah, I'm not. Come on, who's getting that?
Yeah, like once every 3 years, I'm like, yeah, I'll pay $18 for some spicy cactus, and it's
I like going on like vacation to like mountain towns and stuff where they always had like weird jerky. Yeah. And get like alligator and like moose and stuff like that. Yeah, and you're like, all right. Yeah, I feel like I'm a pilgrim again. This is great. Again. I don't know.
Again. Yeah, again.
In a past life, mm-hmm. I definitely.
Okay. I'm secretly into extreme couponing.
Mm. Gonna stick with Brandy.
I can see Brandazzle.
I'm gonna flip the script and say Barbara.
I'm gonna flip the script.
Maybe. What if?
More proof that it's Brandy.
Mm. Gonna go for Brandy.
Yeah, Brandy. Sorry.
Mm.
You do live in a trailer park.
Who is it?
It's me.
Oh.
Whoa. Boom. 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 Nailed it.
Wow. I can't believe I didn't know that.
I mean, so that's kind of. I kind of went extreme with the confession. It's not totally true.
Oh.
But I
was. So you lied.
Yeah.
No, mine but I'm getting into it. Is what I mean. I've just been.
Would you consider this a hobby? Is the question. Is couponing a hobby
no,
for you?
Because I started getting into it, and then I was like, quickly realized that I was like, what the fuck am I doing? I'm spending so much more money buying shit I don't need.
Barbara, you lied in your confession. If that was in your confession, I would have known it was you.
But I'm also into extreme couponing. I've been watching the shows about them. So that could
That's
be the
different.
Same thing.
That is a different hobby.
That is true.
Okay, this is what happened. The other day, I've done it once, and I didn't even do it. It didn't work. I just like, so I was getting the LA Times because I was like, I'm going to read the news. And then I wasn't reading any of it. And I started looking at the, because, you know, I read it online. It's like, I want to be up to date. And like, by the time the newspaper comes out, it's all fucking old. So I was like, well, I'll at least get the coupons out. So I like cut out all of them.
Oh my God.
And then I went to Target like late night and like did a whole thing. And it was so embarrassing and horrible.
Oh, no.
Yes. But the thing is, I'm not drinking. So
oh, you need to start drinking.
So I've been shopping instead. It's been bad.
Yeah,
like
drinking.
I've just transferred the thing over to something else.
No, we've talked about this. It's vice versa.
I know. It is. Yeah.
You can
yeah.
drink and coupon.
The mm-hmm. other thing just popped up.
Don't the extreme couponers, though, they're after like very specific coupons, right? Like the ones that are like 90% off.
Their deal is that they get one that's like a pretty good deal, but it has to be combined with a sale also.
Yeah, yeah.
So it has to be like you get 10 of these for this much and then this. And, mm-hmm. you know, so it's like a lot. It's mm-hmm. a lot of planning that I was not prepared
My
for.
My brother does stuff like that. I'll go over to his house and I'm like, why do you have 89 Gatorades?
Yeah, it's like legal grifting is what you're trying
yeah,
to do.
So basically they find out a way where all those Gatorades either cost nothing or like 10 cents each.
And you kind of create your own like in-home Costco.
Right.
Yeah.
But you're like,
you're ultimately buying what you don't need.
Yeah, who needs to own a bunch of Gatorade?
Exactly.
Like, no one. Yeah, yeah.
And that's what's so dumb is like lately also I've been very like down on consumerism and trying to get my mind out of that, but I just got sucked in because I was like trying, you know, bored. I don't know.
I imagine getting a deal must be what like gambling addicts must feel like when they win.
Probably.
Deal. That's the feeling was, so like they ring up everything and then they do your coupons. So like then you see all the money.
You watch the number go down. That's
and
good.
That's where I think the like high comes from.
Yeah, I could see that.
So I like
that
got
is
all the stuff.
Satisfying.
It is. Yeah. I got all the stuff and I was like, all right, here we go. And it was like $10. It was so not worth it. I bought so much shit. I'm going to take some of it back because it was like makeup that I was like, I'm going to try this. And then I was like, this sucks. What am I doing?
Wait, do this if you're going to piss your money away instead. I think this is better.
What?
I think it's fun to like go to consignment stores and get something that's usually really expensive for cheap, which is like a similar concept. But like,
yeah,
like my bag that I have right now, that's a $400 bag that I got for $60.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Right? Like in consignment shops, because people just sell shit because they're like need the money or whatever. Like you can find so much cool shit.
That's more my thing. It's like a treasure hunting thing too, because it's only like one at a time. And you're like, if I'm not here at this exact moment, I don't get this thing.
Exactly.
But I do that too. I mean, I'm just.
Oh, shopping? So you like shopping?
Yeah.
I like to go to a store that has a really good return policy and buy something really expensive. And then like a month later when I haven't worn it, I just return it. And then it's like, it feels like free cash, even though
it was my money.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do that all the time where I'm just like, oh, I'll return half of this.
Yeah.
Do you follow through on that though?
I do now. I never do.
And like then because I feel like I've like had that plan before and then I'm like, why did I give myself an errand?
Yeah.
I feel like I've returned 80% of everything I've ever bought from Target.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I like never keep anything from Target.
Yeah, I never buy things in person anyway. I just buy it all online. And the satisfying thing is when I'm going to buy something anyway, I always just Google a promo code for like anything I buy. And then it'll be like, oh, $50 off. And I'm like, yes. And, like nobody takes advantage of it.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Chrome extension, third one we're plugging here. Wow. It's called Honey.
Ooh.
And what it does is it automatically searches the internet for the best promo code.
This is so dangerous.
For your website. Yeah, yeah. It's like joinhoney.com is the, and then that's the promo code is called, or the extension is called Honey. And it'll just search for like the best one that's available.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So
I had to hide Groupon from my inbox because I'm too like
susceptible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To their bullshit. Because yes, I want fun experiences and leggings.
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay.
So just you three discuss these two.
Okay.
Which one? Does that make sense?
So the last two that are left are, I met Beyonce before she was Beyonce, and when I was 10, I wrote a really depressing song with lyrics about dandelions blooming.
It's either Beth or Brandy. Beth or Brandy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I mean,
then Beth met Beyonce.
Yeah, you met Beyonce, obviously. And then you had dandelions.
Yeah.
Mm, I'm going to go for the opposite.
Really?
I think I would have known if Beth met Beyonce.
I would think I would have Brandy did.
What? Oh my God. If Brandy hasn't told us this?
I met Beyonce.
What? Brandy didn't tell us this.
Because I forgot about it for a long time.
Are you serious?
Yes, absolutely.
When did you see Beyonce?
I met Beyonce like 5 years ago. I worked on this
show.
Before she was like solo, her whole thing now. This is before
five
she
years?
Was.
5 years? She's been around
she's
for
Beyonce
a minute.
Since
Both of you
fucked up your confession. Both of you.
Wait, hold on.
Also, you met her 5 years ago? That's even more mind-blowing. What? So when she was married to Jay-Z? What? And what fucking situation did you get past the Secret Service and the fucking whatever other labyrinth of security that they have? What? Where?
I worked on a show called Clash of the Choirs for NBC. I was a talent coordinator, and Kelly Rowland was one of the judges. And I was hanging out with Kelly outside after the taping, and Beyonce had been in the crowd, and she was like waiting for her limo. And she came up, and she was like, "Hey, how you guys doing?" And I was like, "Oh, hey, what's up? I'm Brandy." And she's like, "Hey, I'm Beyonce." And I was like, "Oh, cool, awesome." So I talked to them. And I was like, "Oh, you guys catch up," and then I just walked away.
You were like, "What was her name? I didn't catch it."
And I like. I literally
the fact that you entered this story as Beyonce not being Beyonce is what I really can't.
This is more than 5 years ago.
No, I say five. It's probably like seven. No,
if it was
seven.
Any time
like
after 1999.
I mean, yeah, she's been putting out solo albums.
Was it like post-Single Ladies?
No.
She doesn't know.
I couldn't tell you.
This had to be like 10 or 15 years ago.
No. This is like, because I was, it's maybe eight tops, between 6 and 8 years ago. But somewhere in
the
there.
Way that story should go, you should be like a complete angel approach.
I hope that Michelle sensed that Kelly and Beyonce were hanging out without her at that moment. She like they both got a text immediately.
I like legitimately completely forgot about it until like a year ago, and then I was like, oh, the next time we play that game, I got a good confession.
Wait, I saw Beyonce and Jay-Z were eating at a restaurant I was at.
Yeah,
and she is stunning. Like,
oh,
she
was beautiful. She's
yeah,
tiny. She's tiny though.
What does she smell like? Could you tell?
She was kind. She was like outside, and I was seated
Ask
inside.
Brandy.
So
Brandy.
Yeah,
she
Brandy like doesn't. She
I'm doing.
How did you like? Did Destiny's Child come onto your radar at all?
Yeah, I mean, like I heard their songs at dances. I don't know.
The only way to know Beyonce before she was Beyonce was In Utero. Like, there you go. She has always been Beyonce.
No, this is definitely before Single Ladies. Because to me, Single Ladies was like, whether this is right or wrong, Single Ladies is when Beyonce came on my radar as a solo artist.
What about Crazy in Love?
That, I don't know. That's not Destiny's Child.
This is devastating.
She was literally already married to Jay-Z when that
Beth
song
needs
came
to
out.
Write a sad song about this.
Yeah.
I know. I was going to say, like, my sad Dandelion song is not getting a lot of attention.
Really? Is this like a song you perform for people?
No. Oh,
like,
never. I would never. No, I just, I was taking, like, piano lessons or something when I was really young, and then I was like alone in my room composing composing my first song, as you do, and it was just it was like, this is like the Alanis Morissette year, so it's
sure.
like a very
absolutely yeah
sad song, and I remember like putting in a lyric about like dandelions blooming because I was like, dandelions suck, like yeah. You know, it was just like I was just trying to write about like really sad bad stuff.
If you want, I can get that song to Beyonce.
Yeah. Your friend.
She seems like
you
she's
still hang out.
Yeah.
Like when Jay-Z left, it was like a dandelion blooming.
Oh, man. If you're friends with Beyonce, though, you probably either talk about her all the time or never. Because like, if everyone's always badgering you, you got to protect your secrets.
Yeah, you can talk about her.
I feel like
you could never talk about
it. I feel like probably her only close girlfriends, I would guess, are like her sisters and cousins and stuff, and Michelle Obama.
Yeah. What about her dancers,
and they've all
though?
Signed NSAs.
Her dancers probably, actually.
Yeah. That music video where she's like in the apartment dancing around in their underwear.
Oh, yeah.
It feels like they're friends, and I want to believe
it. I don't know if that's true. But it feels like it.
I'm just buying into that reality.
Loyal to them. She seems pretty loyal to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. She can at least, like, she knows what friendship looks like.
Yeah.
We know that.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's a really good video.
I haven't seen it.
What?
She wasn't on your radar yet, I guess.
Like, she's really starting to go somewhere, Brandy.
Brandy doesn't like trendy things. We established this in the last.
It's not even that. So I wasn't the kind of music I listened to.
Yeah, but like I just feel it's so pervasive. It's like, were you in Ralph's? Like
I don't know. I just like didn't. It, to me, it wasn't. I was like, oh
yeah, but
so
you don't like all the music you hear in Ralph's.
Yeah.
Like, yes,
you go
I do.
Home and listen to that is true. I should have asked. What am I saying?
Tessa's favorite mix CD comes from Avon's.
Absolutely.
There's got to be an equivalent, though, like John Mayer or something that you're not familiar with.
She loves John Mayer.
Oh, no, I love John Mayer.
She's played it on her phone out loud at a CBS.
Yeah,
before.
I actually had it. I was shopping for. Have I told this story on your?
Yeah, that's great. Tell
but, I was shopping for a prop for a sketch that we were shooting, and I was like, it was after Valentine's Day, and like as I was driving to the CVS, like I was listening to John Mayer, and then I walked into CVS, and I was in the after Valentine's Day aisle. I was like, that's so funny, they're playing John Mayer in here. And then I went to go pay, and I realized that no, it was coming from my phone, and I had been walking around CVS blasting Your Body Is a Wonderland.
I hope you were just buying like bath salts or something. Like
no,
the most
day after
I
Valentine's.
Was buying day after Valentine's Day candy.
Oh, God. Yeah. Amazing.
But John Mayer also, because my boyfriend is basic too, and he likes the Grateful Dead. And so John Mayer is the front man of the Grateful Dead now.
What?
And
what?
So, yeah, guys. Yeah.
Whoa.
What did that happen?
That's been in progress for a while.
Really?
At least a couple years.
His
face
makes sense when he plays guitar. I can see it.
Yeah. It's actually a perfect fit if you think about it.
As long as he stops trying to do stand-up because that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he found the place to get the drugs and I think John Mayer is very talented and so does Sean, and it's a great thing for us to bond over. We'll be back after the break.
Anyway, we're back.
We're still discussing Beyonce timeline still, obviously.
Met her 9 years ago. That's when it was.
You guys, you want to help us solve some lady problems?
Heck yeah.
Great. This song comes to us for this cover from Sam Hickman, our harpist, talented
what?
Listener. Yes, we love this. Sam Hickman, let's let it roll.
Lady, lady problems, lady, lady problems, lady, lady problems.
Do you have them?
Some people have them.
Wow.
Yeah.
A plus.
Right?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I mean,
so talented.
A good harpist so many, is hard to come by.
I know. Yeah. We have so amazing, amazing mermaids, like, making us beautiful music.
I know. God, yeah. We're so lucky. Who has, like, a harpist in their life, right?
We are
the luckiest.
I grew up in New Hampshire, and there was just some weird factoid running around that there was only 3 harps in New Hampshire. And I'm like, whoa. What?
Like, the whole state.
The whole state. There were 3 harps.
This is, and like, New Hampshire urban legends. I know. Like, swallowing a
yeah.
spider.
Right.
We must find them.
Who counted them? Like,
I don't know.
It was like, in the music, the music school talk, you know?
That'd be
they must be registered, like guns.
Right?
Yeah. We can register harps, but we can't register guns.
I would not be surprised if that was like a real conversation that's happened.
That should be the next version of National Treasure with harp. He's trying to find the 3 harps.
Yeah. Yeah. 3 harps in New Hampshire. Oh, there's a look at the back of the Magna Carta. There's a clue. That'd be amazing.
Okay, so here we go.
Okay.
I am not a lady, but I have an issue with my best friend who is a lady. My best friend has been in a relationship for the past 3 years with a guy that makes her happier than she's ever been, and when they're together, it's obvious he feels the same about her. And something that might only interest Brandy is that he plays trombone in a ska band.
Hell yeah.
Uh-oh.
Hell yeah.
red flag.
We don't never date a trombone player. Thank you very much.
Oh, really?
No.
Is that like, no, even you?
No. No. No, I'm a bass girl. I'm not a trombone player.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know there was
she's
like
bass. We don't live in the same city anymore, but we text every other day and talk every week and catch up on anything and everything that happened that week, and their relationship seems to be going very well, except about once a month she calls me crying because she had a sex dream about someone that isn't her boyfriend. I try to calm her down by telling her it's just a dream, but she's always worried that something might happen where she would have an affair and ruin her relationship.
Oh, girl.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
oh boy.
Once, while she was in town, a mutual friend and former coworker of hers invited her to come over to his place, and she made me go with her. Before she went... Just don't fuck anyone. Okay.
Yeah.
Before we went, she told me to never leave her side because she had a dream about making out with him once, so she was afraid to be alone with him.
Mm.
In the dream, she told me all they did was make out. When we got there, we saw it was a kickback with about 8 other people we knew, and after about 30 minutes, the friend that invited us went to bed. I love my friend to death, but I'm kind of tired of reassuring her that her sex dreams will not lead her on a path of sexual deviance. Can you please give me some advice on how to deal with the situation?
Okay, is she ovulating? Does this happen when she's ovulating? Like, if it's really once a month?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, that is interesting. Yeah.
Track the moon. Maybe she's some sort of like werewolf.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, but it could just be her hormones being like,
yeah,
I mean, crazy. Yeah.
You can't sex dreams.
All bets are off.
They don't force you to do things.
No, they mean nothing. Like, we've all had weird sex dreams.
Although, I have had a lot of, like, weird residual guilt if I have a dream where I'm cheating on my husband or something. Like, it does stick with you. But I don't, like... It's not actual guilt. If I were to talk it out with someone, I would not.
Yeah, but you're not like, well, then I guess I'm going to fuck someone.
The asking her to stay by her side thing almost makes me feel like she... actually just wants to fuck the guy and she wants to be able to blame it on
that's
her friend if
it
happens.
Like.
Yeah.
Because
also I feel like that residual feeling, it lasts like that day, but I do think it subsides.
Right. Like, it's weird to keep having that. That guilt isn't like real guilt.
That's you don't want to be in this relationship and you're looking for a lot of ways out of it, I think.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it feels like, oh, I don't know. What if I tripped onto your dick. I'm sorry.
I dreamt that I tripped onto it and then.
Yeah. Or like, she's like addicted to the attention of being single and she wants to find a way to still have that, like, to her mind, like, feel like this guy and her probably could hook up.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, maybe. It depends on her relationship history. If this is like her first long-term relationship, she might not know what it feels like to be at the end of a relationship yet. And it's like,
very true.
Wondering what's going on.
Yeah.
Because there is that thing like, yeah, your first like big relationship you have to end, there's that like period of like, but is that normal? Does everything just eventually come this way? And like, I think it's either that she really does want to fuck other people, which might be the case. Or, I think that might be the only case.
Well, she could also be trying to self-sabotage being this happy.
That's,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
very possible.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, it's like, it's a weird I could way to understand do it, but... calling up your friend and being like, God, I think I have feelings for somebody. You know, I'm really confused. But a dream is just like... Our brains do weird shit when we like
you gotta let that go. Like your brain is where you work out.
Okay, but also like I don't know if the person who wrote in. Okay, I don't know how this is also like because it's like someone else's issue and like maybe for some reason you're because like I think it is like not that big of a deal if like she's got a crush and she just wants to make sure that she doesn't do anything about it and you're the friend that she calls when she's in that situation.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Where it's like maybe it isn't that big of a deal and she's just like, you know, there's going to be alcohol there. Like, I'd just rather. And maybe this only happens.
But her friend says he's sick of it. Like, of being. Yeah. So I think at that point you'd be like, listen, you're an adult. You make choices.
Yeah.
It is up to you. Are not going to make the choice to do that unless you really want to. And that is not like that's your thing.
Yeah. I think there was like a Radiolab episode about a guy who became OCD about thinking he's going to kill his girlfriend. And it just like consumed him constantly. And he was constantly worried. Mm-hmm. And he got into cognitive behavioral therapy. And after like a bit of therapy and working it out, his therapist was like, here's a knife. You have to hold the knife. Mm-hmm. Like basically like facing his fear directly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like maybe she just like needs to sit next to a hot guy. With boner. Just like let it pass. And like if she wants to jump on it, she knows what to do. Mm-hmm. And if she doesn't want to jump on it, okay, the relationship's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's actually a really good call.
Yeah. It's almost like if you have a friend who's trying to stay sober, at a certain point, you're just like, well, I'm going to tell you not to drink, but like that's on you.
I'm not in charge.
You. Yeah. You got to figure that out.
It seems like she wants to like somebody else to be responsible for her choices that she makes too, where it's like, no, you got to.
Yeah, that's a bit attention seeking.
Yeah.
And it could be that she has like a phobia. I mean, this also seems kind of like the behavior of someone who's like afraid of heights because they don't want to jump.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like an irrational phobia, but you're kind of fixated on it. So maybe for whatever reason, she does have a phobia of being, of not being faithful. And so that's how it's manifesting.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you want to talk about.
I was thinking the phobia of people who are scared of like tinfoil. And then like on Maury Povich, they'll bring out a big pile of tinfoil.
Yeah.
bring in a big pile of dicks. And
By the way, I've never been able... Tyra Banks is afraid of dolphins. And of course, did a show on Tyra where she was like, aren't I brave? I'm facing it. It's like, who's afraid of dolphins?
Only I can see being scared of them.
Yeah, think about it. They're very like the opposite of how humans move.
And they're like so smart that
like
I would
smart
be scared.
Tube.
Yeah. Yeah, a muscly tube. It's a smart muscly tube.
But I think of them as beacons of like happiness. Like they're a good sign, I think.
Yeah. I think they're I think they're jerks though. Like
they can be. Yeah. They're basically like humans. They could have a different personality.
Yeah.
It's almost like we shouldn't generalize all dolphins.
Yeah.
Maybe get over your dolphin phobia.
Maybe Tyra just had
that one dolphin. Anyway, I do think her friend should put her in some sort of shock therapy and like walk her into a room of hot men and like leave.
Yeah, that'd be fun. You could get a little buzzer and watch her through a window.
And then, just invite us over. And
make sure that's my kind of solitary confinement.
Yeah, I think you know, you just got to be like, hey, like you're gonna. I can't do this forever. Don't go with her to the party next time if you don't want to go. I mean, you probably want to go because it's a party. But
and also, don't have guilt about being a. Try to tell her not to have guilt about being attracted to other people. Like, we're all human. Like, you could be attracted to other people, but like not want to act on it. Be like, oh, that's a good looking person. All right.
Yeah. Also, a good way to test to see if she actually just does want to fuck this guy is to be like, so you're cool with me fucking him then, right?
Oh, yeah.
But this is a guy. Well, I don't know if he's gay.
Oh, it's a guy writing it.
Yeah.
Do it anyway.
Do it anyway. See how she feels about it.
Yeah. I mean, I can identify with this a little bit as far as being somebody who I think used to be like, oh, I don't know what I'll do. I can't predict it. I could fuck, you know, my ex tonight or whatever. And I'm much more like trying to at least, you know, not just kind of fly by the seat of my pants. Mm-hmm. So I identify a little bit with the like, oh, no, I'm scared. I don't have control of my, you know, actions. But You do, at the end of the day.
Yeah, you do.
You know.
It takes practice. And I think just you need to talk about it. It's annoying you, so just be like, dude, it's a sex dream. Just talk about it. I mean, just... It's just, everyone has
or start like saying making up really creepy sex dreams that you have and going into lurid detail so she'll never want to tell you about her.
That's a good
again.
Point.
Yeah, yeah.
Pizza rat sex dream?
I had a sex dream about Brad Pitt once.
What kind of Brad Pitt? What flavor of Brad Pitt are
you
talking?
Honestly, to be honest, it was 7 years in Tibet.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, very right.
And it was actually a long in the dream. It was like very realistic. Like throughout the whole dream, I was like, I can't believe I'm fucking Brad Pitt. And like we met at LAX. Like both of our flights were delayed. And we had like a really good conversation. Yeah. It was like a very hot, very romantic dream about Brad Pitt.
Wow. Yeah. The setup is good.
Right?
I've been watching porns with a lot more setup lately.
It's important. Yeah. Whether you're fucking Brad Pitt or someone in a porn. Like,
yeah. Like, I've been into the storyline.
Exactly.
You know? Mm-hmm.
You don't find it distracting that they're such bad actors usually?
Actually, the ones I've been watching, they're not terrible.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think some people have, like... you know,
taking
perfected
some workshops.
The art.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do need to go back to the 70s where, like, there was good acting in porn.
No, there was not good acting back then.
I bet there was.
I think it's better
now. I
watched
a lot of 70s porn.
Well, I think you're thinking of pubes, not acting.
No, I'm definitely not into pubes. No, I'm definitely not into...
Tess is a... Yeah.
Yeah.
Tess is a tube, right? Or whatever.
Oh, yeah, I'm a dolphin.
Yeah, you're a dolphin. The smart tube.
That's what I call my pussy, the smart tube.
Oh boy. Well, that's it for us, right? Yeah. We can end it on that, I think.
Yeah, I think that's probably pretty good.
Beth Newell and Sarah Pappalardo, thank you guys so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Everybody can follow Reductress on Twitter. Go check out their website. And what are your guys' individual Twitters so people can follow you?
I'm Your Pappalardo.
And I'm Beth New.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And we have a show in Philadelphia at Punchline on February 8th with Naomi Ekparagon and a bunch of other awesome people.
Awesome.
Yeah. Check out our podcast, Mouth Time.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
And we'll see you guys soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And duh, follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker, for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review in iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.